they're doing like stunts, pretty much.
Yeah, like fucking.
They're all like superheroes.
Komuro comes in on the bike and grabs Psycho's hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And does like a drift and throws her, and she.
Oh,
like
she does like a spin attack. Yeah, it's like a video game.
Hatsumaki sword kill you 5,000.
Yeah, Psycho is like the kid like.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Anime Summit Podcast. It's your favorite host of the most, Sam the Bomb. And of course with me every week is Danny.
I like turtles.
And Night of the Living Nick.
The walkers are dying to get in here, Coral! They're dying to get in here! Coral!
I like turtles. Dude.
I like turtles.
Speaking of Coral.
Did you know the kid was... dressed as a zombie? The I Like Turtles kid?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah. He was a zombie, yeah. That's
must have been
that's
high
the
when
joke.
He said that. Like, what the fuck was his problem?
I don't know. Maybe he just is an eccentric kid.
He probably just didn't know what to say.
So you got put on the spot. Speaking of zombies.
Nope, no excuse.
Speaking of zombies.
You'd never
dude,
see a British kid doing that. They'd, like, teach you how to do shit. They're way smarter than us.
Dude, speaking of zombies, today for a spooky review, we are reviewing High School of the Dead. That's what's up. Gakuen Moku Shiroku High School of the Dead. Freaking based on the Mango Chutney by the late Daisuke Sato. Because, yeah, we're doing... Dude, I tell you what, I kind of... It's kind of a bad idea to do a review every week for Spooky Month because I was like, I'm like catching up on, I was like watching another anime this morning and woo! But I think we're going to make it. It's going to be fun.
Sack up.
Time. But yeah, it's really funny because I was thinking about it today. I was like, man, these three shows that we're doing, we're not going to spoil which one next week's is, but I was thinking about these three shows we were doing. I was like, man, these are shows that we should have talked about a while ago and just, whatever, cramming
we fucked up. Well, we talked about other stuff. We did, like, Vampire Hunter D.
That's true.
What else did we do?
We did do that.
I don't remember off the top of my head.
I don't either. I think, didn't we do one of the, like, Demon City Shinjuku or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Ones? We did that last year.
Yeah, I think we did one of those hyper-violent adult ones, yeah. Yeah. But, you know, like, these three shows in particular are, like, they just needed to be reviewed regardless. They just so happen to
all... Are we
going to
say what we're doing next week?
No, we're not. I just said we're not.
Why do we
keep
it as a surprise?
Because it's better that way.
Hint,
fucking...
It's an anime.
Nick, spoilers.
Thanks,
Scott!
Obvious.
Hint. It's an anime. Dude, no, but they all fall into the theme of Halloween-y, hot dog weenie, all right? So, yeah, High School of the Dead. This was actually my first time watching it. I think it was... This is all our first times, actually. Right?
No, I've seen it.
It's definitely my first time. I've only seen the booby physics clip.
Yeah, I watched it in like 2015.
Famous scene with the boobs and the bullet. That's
yeah,
the
I've
only
always
thing I know.
I've always just seen the boob physics slow-mo boob bullet dodging thing because it's like a meme at this point. But yeah,
dude,
so
I should have said a different quote at the beginning. God damn it.
All right. Anyway, Last week it was just Danny and me who had seen it, and Nick's first time. But now this week, me and Danny's first time watching it. Nick has seen it. So, anyway,
I've seen everything.
We're gonna talk. Yeah, that's true. Nick's seen everything. We're gonna talk about some zombies and butt shots and boobies later. But first, let's take a small break right here. Thank you, links.animesummit.net. All the links are right there. Where to listen, there's like a Google Podcast link, Spotify link, iTunes link, or I think they call it Apple Podcasts now, right? Did I say that already? Google? Oh, no, I said Google. Anyway, all the main ones are right there. But you should join the Discord because of Manga Book Club. And also, it's just fun. And there's also, we're doing group watches right now. Although this next weekend, this next Saturday, I believe, is the last day of... for our group watch. They're finishing Shaman King, right, Danny?
Yes. Yeah, last week I wasn't I wasn't really feeling too good, and I offered everyone to watch it without me, but everyone was all like, we can't watch it without our fearless leader, so they were nice enough to wait for this coming Saturday, so we're gonna watch the last two, so episode 12 and 13, and then
okay.
After that, we're just gonna take a little bit of a break. So
right, because you're gonna because we gotta figure out what to watch next, and you're gonna move in your house.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Cool. And then also patreon.com/animesummit. Become a patron today. Give a Smokey his wings, so he can fly into the sun.
Wait, what? We're killing him.
No, he's going to fly Icarus. Off like one of those dramatic movie scenes, you know, where the...
Like Armageddon?
What
is that song they played at the end of that?
Even when I close my eyes.
Yeah. And I don't want to miss a thing. Dude, I got to watch that. It's probably my favorite movie.
That's a good movie. No, like the last scene in the episode of Hey Arnold with the Pigeon Man, you know, flying into the sun all dramatic and shit. Yeah. That episode was cool, man. He was like, humans suck. Bye.
I trained my birds to lift a human body.
Yeah. Wait, what is this from? Is this Rick and Morty?
No, it's Hey Arnold. It's like, he's got these pulleys on his jacket, and he's got like 10 pigeons.
Oh, yeah, that guy, yeah. I posted a Hey Arnold meme today.
I saw that.
Dressed in the banana suit.
People in this town sure are friendly. Oh, man. Anyway, this is now a Hey Arnold podcast. Everyone shut up. Dude, let's do it, though, huh? Let's do it. Listener question of the week.
Wait, Sam, we got the Shark Tank results.
Fucking my bad. I skipped because
from
we
the
didn't
other
do this.
Week.
We didn't do this last week, but this is from 2 weeks ago from our spooky anime pitch.
And let me
who
say
won? It. Who? Oh no! First, who got third, and then who won?
First of all, stop the steal. Second of all, Sam, you were the Green Party. You were Ralph Nader. You got
dang.
Third.
Nah, I respect it though. I respect it.
People just don't. People, they already knew you remade Elfin Lied, so you know.
I didn't try to. I was trying to like. I just wanted like. I just wanted like ghoulish monsters to come down, get this girl on their side.
Oh no!
And
yeah, yours
everyone.
Is different.
It's a little different. It's a little different. All right.
Okay.
Then.
So the Twitter poll, Danny got 60% of the vote, and she won. I got 33%.
Dang.
Do the math on what Sam got there. Let's just say less than those numbers. I don't think a lot of people saw the Twitter. I mean, some people did, so we also put it on our Discord. I'm just going to say the number. It's actually -1. So Danny got 7, I got 8, and Sam got 4. And due to the Electoral College, I actually win, okay, because I got more points.
Get out of
I
here.
Got more swing states.
Get out of here.
No, ain't no Electoral College.
Get out of here.
Minority rule.
One man,
I
one
win.
Vote.
Everyone wants a wish for a roommate, so.
Yeah, Danny's had the biggest hats,
go.
So.
Yeah,
that's true.
Biggest
that's
hats.
True
unless you count umbrellas as hats.
No.
There were face Johnsons in Danny's. Because, you know, every witch has a familiar.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Though Danny won, the rest of us, zero.
Zero. If you're not first, you're last.
Yeah, this is one of those contests where it's like Squid Game. We just get eliminated.
And yeah. Since I won, you both have to watch Nana.
I was already gonna.
Oh no!
I was already gonna watch it.
What the hell, Nick? There's a 5-head in Nana.
Who? Why didn't you say that?
Characters.
Why didn't you start with that?
Why didn't you lead with that next time? Shit. Yeah, dude. Let's do listener question of the week. Nick, listener question of the week. What do you got?
All right. This is by Snowman.
Shout out to Snowman.
Who ironically lives in a warm climate. Listener question of the week. Favorite use of Western music in anime?
Okay, hands down, the English dubs of the earlier Dragon Ball Z movies. They would play like...
Just some movies?
Yeah,
you're talking the music.
The music, because they would play like Skindred, and shit. Like, they would play, like...
Oh, yeah! I remember those commercials.
Yeah, they would play, like, progressive, like, kind of dad rock metal, you know, because those were the rock bands that were on the radio at the time. But they would play, like Skindred and Korn and shit. Like, it'd be in the movie. That's like, weird. It would be, like... It was awesome. It was, like... they'd be, like, Goku powering up, and then, like... You know, obviously they have like some of the Bruce Falconer tracks in it, but like it would be like Goku getting pissed and he's like, okay, I'm gonna fuck this dude up. And they would just drop a like it's sick.
That was cool though, yeah.
Yeah, dude,
I agree.
It was sick. Yeah, dude, like okay, like perfect example.
Are we talking openings and endings? I guess you can include that, right?
I guess you can include that
like,
too, because
like Ergo Proxy had that. They had like a Radiohead song or something.
Oh, did they?
Maybe not radio. It might have been.
You're not gonna say the ED of Evangelion?
Oh yeah, no, I'm still salty about that because of fucking Netflix.
Here we go.
Yeah, but
God,
it still counts though.
Danny, why'd you have to get him started?
Shit.
It does still count, especially if you have the platinum box set.
Oh no, Ergo Proxies was Kiri by Monoral. Monoral?
Oh, okay.
No. It's Paranoid Android by Radiohead.
Oh, okay. That or
just Evangelion, just when, like classical music. That doesn't really count though. Classical music doesn't count. We can't count that. Right? I mean, it does count. Like Beethoven and shit.
Was Frank Sinatra.
No, that's fine. I'm talking about like stuff from like hundreds of years ago. They fucking
like,
played that
yeah,
shit in like Mars of Destruction.
Like, yeah, that a lot of that stuff is like public.
Yeah.
But like
yeah, that's like public use.
But like when they brought Saint Seiya over here, they changed the opening to and I ran
so
far.
Oh god, really?
Away.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
By Flock of Seagulls? Yeah.
That's like Kisniver, right? Kisniver had one of those. It was not the same song, but it sounded exactly the same.
It was like this. He'd be like been down the avenue. I better be the bird and name Ea. You ain't know what he was saying, but it was hot.
Oh, lay your hands on me. That's what Kisniver.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Take on me, I think, was what it sounded like. I don't know. Whatever.
What about you, Daniel? What do you reckon?
I'm going to say... The Great Pretender. The ED was by Freddie Mercury.
Yeah. That's one of those musicians. I can't listen to any more Queen. I've over-listened to it, and I can't do it.
No, I kind of...
It's like the Beatles.
I can listen to them anytime.
I'd rather listen to Queen over the Beatles.
Also,
it's been
I
a hard
say,
day's night.
I'm also going to say the Pokemon first movie.
Oh, yeah. Like, that was good.
Oh, yeah.
What was that one again? What was it?
I don't
which
even
song?
Remember. Like all of them, they had like a whole bunch of
yeah, because like the like, Dragon Ball Z movies, they
dude, they had
the
an NSYNC
with.
Song in there. Christina Aguilera, I think had a one.
Christina Aguilera, M2M, one of my favorite bands.
Britney Spears had a song.
Emma Bunton from the Spice Girls.
Emma Bunton,
did a song.
Yep.
Yeah,
Baby Spice, yeah.
I gotta go with though. What did I tell? Oh. My Generation from Koi no Katachi. That didn't fit the movie at all. No, I don't like that one. I'm just saying that one did not fit.
Tom
it was fucking
my
weird.
Generation. Oh, yeah. Hey, that's
well,
a great
no,
question.
I'm talking about the like the OG, not like the newer one that came out.
I don't have a good meme answer.
For which one, Danny? Sorry.
For Pokemon, like the original, like the actual OG Pokemon first movie.
Yeah.
I don't think Generation was.
No, Nick was talking about Koi no Katachi.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember I was really in love with M2M as a kid. And
oh, there's the Serial Experiments Lane opening.
Yeah, but that was like made for that show, I think. I don't think that was.
No, that's a real song.
I don't think it is. But look it up.
This is a song. It's by Duvet. It says right here.
No, the song is called Duvet.
Or whatever. It sounds like a name.
Okay, anyway.
By Boa.
I remember M2M was like, their big song at the time was Don't Say You Love Me. And it plays at the end credits.
Did anybody
the animated
do...
part of the end credits. And I was like, oh, fucking, this is fucking amazing. I fucking love M2M and I love Pokemon. I'm gonna scream right now. I'm 8 years old. Ah!
Oh, wait a second. Wait. Roundabout. And JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Roundabout. Come on.
That was dumb. That was a dumb choice. Roundabout. So random and weird.
What's the one? What's... Oh, Wonderwall. Did any anime do Wonderwall?
No, but I'm about to. I'll make an anime just so we can have Wonderwall.
If you put that in your Halloween anime, you would have won.
Oh, yeah, dude. She told me to stop singing Wonderwall. I said maybe. God. Okay, anyway, let's move on. Waifu and his bando Danny. What do you got?
Waifu is Seiko Bushijima.
Oh, yes.
The goat.
The ultimate goat. And our husbando is Kota Hirano.
Yeah.
Military otaku. Like, these two...
They don't, like, interact with each other very much, but...
But
yeah,
they
are the best fighters.
But they were the best fighters there.
They're literally
the otaku guy was ugly as fuck, but like what's her name?
No.
Seiko.
Cool. He was cool as hell. Like,
I'm talking
foreign anime character.
He was
no,
ugly.
No, foreign anime
okay?
character. He was cute. Mm. He was like the big bumbly guy with long
hair. Yeah, I'm saying he's not a godlike model. Okay, that's what I'm
he
saying.
Don't have
therefore
to be.
Ugly.
Get out of here.
I'm not saying you have to be. I'm talking about anime, bro.
You're a butt sniffer.
I'm saying...
Get out of here.
He's got a, you know... I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
He's got glasses, I don't know. He's a nerd.
Fuck. He's a lolicon, too.
Says the three nerds on a podcast talking about nerdy shit.
Yeah,
anyway,
what a fucking
here we go.
Loser.
Yeah, what a fucking loser. Anyway. Dude, let's do it, huh? High School of the Dead. From 2010, we're about to review this bitch, okay? Dude, High School of the Dead, Gakuen Moku Shiroku, High School of the Dead, Studio Madhouse. Madhouse. In the middle of the street.
Man, this was back when Madhouse was still good.
Damn, dude.
They, like, don't exist anymore. They fucking suck now. Fuck
Why
Madhouse.
Why you gotta say it like that all hard?
What are you talking about?
Why you gotta say it all negative? Damn.
What? They suck now. What do you want? Everything is MAPPA.
Dude, remember when they did Death Parade? That shit was tight.
Yeah, that was like the last good one they did, probably. I'm making all this up. I actually have to look it up.
No, they did Parasite after.
Oh, wait. They did One Punch Man? Oh, they didn't really. Okay, they did One Punch Man, but they had like 10 studios working on it.
One Punch.
Yeah, they haven't done shit in like a while.
They ain't do shit. They can do shit around here, dude. Yeah, I don't know what's going on over there. Maybe I think they're just doing movies and shit. I don't know. But anyway. Studio Madhouse. It's 12 episodes, directed by Tetsuro Araki.
Wait, they did Sunny Boy.
They're doing Overlord. What are you talking about?
They're doing Overlord.
they're doing The Vampire Dies in No Time.
I don't know
they
what that
did,
is.
They did Chihiro Furu.
They did Jahina
the third
Fina.
Season. They did Jahina No Fina. Guns, No Life.
Where does it say that? They didn't do
what
that.
What else? Yeah, they
you
did
no
Overlord. They did
oh, no,
A
they
Place
did.
Further Than the Universe. They did Cardcaptor Sakura, Clear Card.
Yeah, but that was like 20 years ago.
What are you talking about? That's like that was like literally 2018, bro. Like,
that's
what
like 30
fuck?
Years ago.
Oh, you said Clear Card. My mistake.
Literally, I said Clear Card. They did like, My Love Story.
Yeah, that was like 5 years ago.
I think they're doing
Dude,
the sequel to Tatami
get
Galaxy.
Get out
of
here. My
I'm
God.
Pretty sure they're doing the Tatami Galaxy sequel.
Oh,
yeah. Yojohan Time. Oh, no,
anyway,
that's
this
sorry.
Is probably
no,
better looking
no,
than most
that,
of their shows.
No.
Let's that's be science, real. Sorry. High School of the Dead looks better than most of them. At least
okay,
some
it doesn't
of the
matter.
Time.
Get out of here.
Except for One Punch Man. That's the most bullshit. But that one, I don't even count that as Madhouse. Everybody worked
okay.
on that.
All right.
They had a bunch of mercenaries.
Y'all are fine. Y'all are good. It's fine. Move on. Okay, the director is Tetsuro Araki.
Yeah, he did Attack on Titan, right?
Black Lagoon, Attack on Titan, Death
Note. Dude, he's my pick for like all of my anime. Like, if I'm doing a Shark Tank, I just put him in there.
just throw that bad
He's
boy
like Michael
in there.
Bay. And just make that shit fucking crazy.
Gungrave, Gino Reconquista Gundam, Kurizuka, Michiko Tohachin. Yeah, dude.
He's a guy.
He didn't direct those last few I said, but he was on
Death
it.
Note.
Yeah, Death Note, he did. Yeah, dude. The,
Guilty Crown.
The OP is called High School of the Dead by Kishida Kyodan and the Akiboshi Rockets. The ED, there's a shit ton of them. I'm not going to list them all. Shut up.
Now, is this by the same person who did Gate? This show reminded me of Gate.
Okay, anyways, the manga.
You got the military otaku.
Okay. You got any more thoughts? You good or what?
No.
Okay.
That was it.
The based on a manga by Daisuke Sato and art by Shoji Sato. Sadly, Daisuke Sato has passed away. He passed away, I think it was 2017. And the manga only went from 2006 to 2013 in Monthly Dragon Age magazine. And the reason why it ran that long, technically, is because it went on hiatus and then came back and then he died. So the manga is only 7 volumes. Okay. The manga is fucking...
How selfish to die before you finish your story.
All right, yeah. God, dude.
You work for me.
You work for us.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, don't listen to Nick.
That's how a lot of people feel, though. Like, artists owe them everything.
I know.
I mean, I kind of feel like that, to be honest. I'm not going to lie, but anyway.
It only went to 7 volumes. Never finished.
Why can't somebody else just finish it? Come on, Japan. God damn.
Well,
get
we can
Brandon
talk about
Sanderson
that.
To do it or something.
We can talk about that in a little bit. But
he's a Westerner, but you know what I mean.
The anime covers the first 4 volumes.
Did the author have, like, a kid? Just make the kid do it.
Okay, we'll talk about that. Will you just relax?
God.
Just
get
calm
out of
the
here.
Fuck down. Yeah, dude. Just like, fucking don't get your butthole up your butt, all right? Just relax.
Next man up.
Up your butt.
All I'm saying is next man up.
And where you can watch this, you can watch on Hulu and High Dive. Now, I don't have High Dive, so I don't know if they had like the censored version or the uncensored. Probably the censored, I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I watched it on Hulu.
There wasn't that much nipples. I think the one episode had nipple, and then the other ones didn't. Maybe two.
Okay, so I watched it on Hulu, and on Hulu they have the dub sub, but it was censored. But the way they censored is by doing like the big shiny light over it or whatever.
Yeah, that's annoying.
I didn't really see that. It was more.
I saw
like,
nips.
Like, I mean, I definitely saw boobs. Like, you definitely saw the nipples.
So that's what I was trying to. That's what I was trying to explain was, in the Hulu version or whatever it is on Hulu, and obviously I don't know how that shit works, but like the censored version of this show, they don't censor everything. They only censor when the butt shot or boob shots take like 80% of the screen. So
yeah, but that's half the fun.
So the other boob shots and butt shots and probably the one time you see nipple, it wasn't taking up like that much of the screen, so they just showed it. But like the very close up shots of booty and boob touching and boobs were they put the light over it. So
I didn't see any light. I don't know what you're talking about, Sam.
They
never
showed
saw,
like
I did not,
they didn't show,
I did not
like,
see
butthole.
Any like light like how
why would
how
you
they
censor
did Tokyo
a butt?
Revengers. I would say
well, sometimes
would say
it was
like,
a shadow. Sometimes it was like a gradient shadow, but like
watch the uncensored. Don't be
so
a,
like
don't
for
be
example,
sissy.
So what I tried to do is and I don't want to harp on the censorship for too long, but what I did was I went on YouTube and found like uploaded episodes on YouTube because someone uploaded the uncensored version, and I just went to those scenes to see what it looked like. But if you want, Danny, I can screen cap it for you and show you what I'm talking about. Where did you watch it?
I watched it on Hulu.
Unless you watched the dub. Did you watch the dub?
Yeah.
Why would they... Hold on a sec. Because I watched the sub. I wonder if the dub version they have on Hulu is uncensored. That would be weird.
Like...
That would actually be really weird.
So, I think it was like... I think the most memorable scene that I remember was, like, at least, like, good... It was, like, a really big, like... boob grabbing was when Seiko and Takashi were at the shrine And Seiko was kind of like losing confidence, and she was about to like sacrifice herself so that Takashi can get away. But Takashi like went behind her and literally like grabbed her boob and like squeezed it. And he was like talking to her like,
was she naked?
No, she wasn't naked. She was like fully clothed. Yeah. She was outside.
It was just a close-up boob grab, so they censored.
Yeah, it was a close-up boob grab.
Yeah.
Why would you censor that?
So
that's fucking weird.
So I just want to stop everyone really quick. I muted myself. I went to Hulu. I clicked on a dub episode and clicked on an episode where I remember there was a censored spot. The dub is not censored on Hulu.
Okay.
So Danny watched the uncensored version, and
let
I watched
the boy watch.
Because I watched it in sub, it was censored. So that's why Danny and me were confused.
Oh, that was
those
weird.
Prude Japanese.
That is really weird. Yeah. So, because at the end of episode 10, so after the credits, there's like a little.
Yeah, they have like little scenes after every credits.
Epilogue.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not credits. After the ED, there's a scene, and then there's credits.
Then there's preview of next time.
Yeah, then
but
there's
whatever.
Preview.
Well, there's credits in the ED, Nick. Okay, anyway, it doesn't matter.
They got other credits coming later, though.
Okay, yeah. Well, those are the fucking. Okay. Anyway, so at the end of episode 10, the epilogue of episode 10. It shows that creepy teacher Shido, and it shows like these two girls being super lesbianish with each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like, tongue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're
tongue,
touching each
boobs.
Other. Close up butt touch, close up boob touch.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's clearly like sexually assaulting these chicks, these girls.
Well, not even. So I read a little bit about him, and apparently he is like trying to like form a new religion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the teacher?
Yeah.
Which I guess they didn't dive too much into in the anime.
They didn't.
Like,
they didn't do
they
it
mentioned,
in the anime. Yeah,
they mentioned in the beginning, is like, that dude like seems really cultish. Like, look how creepy.
Yeah, there's always
is.
A cult in every zombie story.
There's always got to be a cult, yeah. In Japan Stinks, there was a cult, for God's sake.
What the hell happened to that guy at the end?
Shido?
He fucking
the teacher?
Died in a car crash and got fucking...
He didn't die.
Well, he didn't die.
They didn't
like,
show him dead.
We're not sure. Yeah, they didn't show him dead.
Oh, technically they didn't show him.
Therefore,
right,
he's
yeah.
alive. Okay.
Maybe.
We'll
anyway.
Solved it.
The manga to find out, maybe. I don't know.
So,
anyway,
that's why me and Danny were confused just now, because she watched the dub. It's uncensored. Okay, good job, Hulu. What the fuck are you guys doing? Anyway.
Fucking prudes, man, and Hulu shit.
So anyway, that being said.
That
doesn't
areola.
Make sense. That's weird.
Yeah, that is really
they
weird.
They don't want to show somebody squeezing a boob, because maybe you get an idea.
I mean, that kind of makes sense. That kind of makes sense, because, like, for example.
Just watch the whole show.
Yeah, anyway, for example, one thing that Hulu did that was weird was there was one week where I was watching Family Guy, and I was watching the Brian and Stewie episode. And it was like one way with like the deleted scenes. And then like a month later when Hulu updated, it was like a different version of that episode where it had all the scenes that they cut out in it. So it's like, okay. Yeah. It was really weird. It was super weird. Because like, yeah, anyway, I won't get too much into it. But it's probably just like the video file they choose to upload. Like, oh, this is the director's cut version. This is the whatever version. But anyway. Hulu's probably just goofy on that shit. They should have like a little tag or something that says, if you watch the dub, it's going to be this. If you watch the sub, it's going to be this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't
know.
They
should just not censor it.
Or just don't censor it.
Just
it wasn't
put a little
that
thing before you watch it. Be like, by the way,
extreme
nudity,
booty shots.
Nudity, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Have fun.
Like a little rated M for motherfucker.
Yeah,
I like how we just popped off and I didn't even say the synopsis because y'all kept yelling at me. Okay,
rated
M
for mommy.
Yeah, mommy. Okay,
like
here's
when Coda was talking to her mom. He's like, yes, ma'am. I mean, or mommy. I mean, ma'am. Yes, yeah. Mommy. He just says mommy
like that,
again.
It's like that TikTok meme. He's like, mommy, sorry. I mean, mommy. I mean, mommy.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, mommy. Yeah, no, the synopsis really quick. This is from
it's a zombie story.
Yeah.
The
dead began to rise, and Japan was thrown into total chaos as these monsters began terrorizing a high school. Takashi Kumuro is forced to kill his best friend when he gets bitten and joins the ranks of the Walking Dead. Vowing to protect Rei Miyamoto, the girlfriend of the man he just executed, they narrowly escape their death trap of a school, only to be greeted with a society that has already fallen. Yeah, that's basically what Nick said. Basically, the first episode of The Walking Dead... Everything just suddenly happens, and then they're in it.
Yes. Don't dead, open inside.
Yeah.
Do you remember that door?
Don't dead, open inside.
It was like written all weird.
Yeah.
In Georgia, yeah, that's how they write.
So basically the anime, these 12 episodes take place within like 4 days or like a week or something like that. It's like from the beginning.
Yeah, I think it's at least a week.
It's like from the beginning of the outbreak to like, you know, wherever it ends. It's like 5-6 days to a week or something like that.
So yeah, they gather their group and they get more people along the way and they go to location to location, and then there's like big government bullshit happening. Like they're like, oh shit, we're gonna fire the missiles, and like the ending is like depressing.
Yeah, there's yeah. There's not really like really any for one.
There's no explanation. Like what? How the hell did the zombies start?
Well, we're never gonna know now. You know.
I mean, maybe it says in the manga because this only went to volume 4.
Yeah.
In the anime,
right? There's currently 7 volumes, but even that's not done. So
I mean, maybe they eventually get to it because usually it's a mystery at the beginning. Like nobody knows how it started.
Right.
And they explain it later on.
I don't even think in the Walking Dead comics they ever say what it was.
No, they kind of did. I think.
Well, like the CD, when they get to the CDC.
Yeah,
well, anyway.
The CDC. I don't know.
Anyway.
CDC
I don't
CDC gives them some fake news, am I right?
Fake news. There was even some of that in High School of the Dead, too. There was like a protest group where they were just like, this is a government biological weapon you released on all of us to control us. And yeah.
It's
it was
a deadly pandemic.
Yeah.
Too real.
A bunch of it hit a little too close to home. I was like, oh, man, I don't know.
That's just how people have always been, apparently, you know?
I mean, there's all different kinds of people with thoughts and whatever. We're not going to get into the weeds of that too much. But, yeah, so, like, on some other like, stuff I found, like I said, like we said earlier, Daisuke Sato, he was diagnosed with ischemic heart disease in 2011. And so like the manga went from 2006 to 2013. And so in 2011, it went on hiatus. It came back off hiatus in 2013. And then literally right after went back into hiatus. And then he passed away in 2017.
What is with all these creators get like just dying early in Japan? That's fucking weird. That's like actually super weird.
It's actually fucked up. Yeah, like it's,
and they're not dying. They're not like going. They're not like dying from like cocaine overdose or anything. They just like die.
It's just some very human body thing.
So do Japanese people only enter the arts if they have like terminal illness or are they all just very frail? Like, what's the deal, man? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know, man, because Japanese people can live to be like 80 and still.
Yeah, exactly.
Like 40.
I think what they do is they pick out the weakest members of society and be like, you're going to be a manga artist.
You're going to be a mangaka.
Have fun living till 50.
God. Yeah, dude. It's actually like messed up when you think about it. So the series co-creator and the artist, Shoji Sato, there's no relation, by the way. We looked it up. Who is also the creator of the series Triage X, gave an interview and said, he was asked about the possibility of continuing High School of the Dead without, you know, Daisuke continuing it himself. He stated that Daisuke was the only one who could write a proper continuation of the series.
It's a fucking zombie story. Just write something. God.
And that he does not feel that he could do the series justice if he attempted to write a continuation himself. So,
just what are you talking about? This is not Shakespeare.
Yeah, it's fucking.
I'm sorry.
It's fucking weird because, like, we're doing another review that's like read the manga, but not even the manga's done anyway. Yeah. So it's like,
but it's a fun little. I mean, the show is still fun. If you want like an afternoon just to binge it, you know,
that was going to be my next thing too. Is like, this is just dumb fun. Like it's not. Yeah, and like Nick said, it is just a zombie story. It's not like they try and sprinkle in some like, you know, pull on your heartstring stuff and like some drama stuff, but. You know,
it's funny because they put in like the really serious moments and then there's immediately fan service like all around it. And they're like, ah!
Yeah, that's another thing about this show, too. Is
it's
that
great.
Not only is it's like it's like one of those gore juxtaposed with titties. But anyway, so that's kind of where it is right now. I think I want to go read this, too, honestly, just to see like where it goes. But
so
then,
you can
like,
start
I'm
them like
I'm
volume
gonna,
4 or 5.
I'm afraid I'm going to be disappointed, obviously, because like it's not done, right? But I mean, I guess I just should expect that.
Just fill in the blank. We'll make our own manga with blackjack and hookers.
With blackjack and hookers, yeah. And I'm sure there's tons of artists right there who have like written fanfics or, you know, fan versions of how to end it or whatever. But what is your guys's, what is y'all's initial thought? This is me and Danny's first time watching it, so I'm kind of curious to hear what Danny.
Starting with Danny.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to hear what Danny thought of it.
It was definitely way better than fucking Elfin Lied, that's for sure.
God.
It's at least a 14 out of 100.
No. No, this was, I mean, this was fun. And on like, honestly, like, this was definitely, I'm like, legit being serious, way better than Elfin Lied. So I'm kind of glad that we started with, like, the shitty, like, we started with trash and then we're slowly, like, racking up to some good shit. Sorry, King. I'm really shitting on Elfin Lied on you. I'm sorry. Sorry, not sorry. but, I mean, it was good. I'm just not... This type of stuff really isn't my thing. Like, I don't really particularly care for the apocalyptic, like, shows. I mean, like, even in real life stuff, like, I don't like, Resident Evil and The Walking Dead and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's just not... I'm not interested in that kind of stuff. And, you know, this was definitely something like that. And, I mean, it was good. It was funny, especially the dub. Like, you know, they threw in some kind of Western like memes, especially the I Like Turtles kid. And even though Nick doesn't remember this, but like they mentioned Sarah Palin, and that was like. That was weird, but also funny at the same time. So.
They really went overboard on the localization.
yeah. So,
but I think it was kind of funny though. Like it wasn't, at least it wasn't like one of those, whatever you call it, like too political thing. You know, where they try
to preach
at you. You know, they didn't do the Funimation
right.
preachy thing.
Yeah.
It was just like random, like weird, funny shit.
Yeah. It definitely is entertaining for the most part. I mean, I was definitely eagerly waiting for the bullet boob scene. Like I really wanted to see that.
Oh yeah, boob time.
Yeah, like I really wanted to see that. I've never watched this. I've only seen that clip of the show and by far, this show definitely has the best boob physics ever, at least in my opinion. And that scene definitely proves it.
That's where all their budget went.
So,
Kyo Annie has the budget smile. Madhouse has the budget titty.
So, Kota was my favorite. I absolutely adored Kota. He's
so cool.
He was cool. He was great, especially in the when the outbreak first happened, when they were at school and everything, and with Saya.
Oh, you got like a
Saya,
stapler gun.
Like when he fucking made that shit, and Saya was all like, "Hello, like what are you doing? Like they're coming." And
no, it
you
was
know,
Ray.
Used...
It was Ray.
No,
sorry,
Saya
it wasn't
was...
Ray. It was the annoying girl. Takagi. Sorry, the twin tailed pink hair girl. Yeah.
Yeah, Takagi.
The Sundere.
She in the dub. I don't know what she did in the sub, but she said stupid a lot. And I was with James. Watched it with me a little bit in the beginning, and I told James. I was all like, "Take a shot every time she says stupid." And I had my vape pen with me, so I like every time she said stupid, I just took a hit.
Yeah, she does that in the. Yeah, she says that a lot in the beginning. She says baka.
Yeah.
Stupid yeah. Shinji.
So, yeah. I liked it. It's definitely entertaining. It's just fun. It's just stupid fun. I do have some problems with it, but we can get into that later.
Yeah, I'll take the mic here and say what I liked about it, because obviously there were some things that were like super weird, or that were a little goofy for me. But obviously, like, so when I started the show, right? Because this is my first time watching it too. When I started the show, I kind of went into it only knowing about that gif. So, like, I knew the gif of the boob physics. And I knew that I was only going to expect that it was going to be stupid fun. And guess what? It was. But, you know, and so, like, that's what I love about it, I guess. Kind of just turn your brain off, like Nick said earlier, and
turn into a zombie.
You know, these kids are obviously way more... You know, they're like 16, 17, 18 years old, but like they were just way too badass. Like there's a scene where,
they're doing like stunts pretty much.
Yeah. Like fucking,
they're all like
Komuro
superheroes.
Comes in on the bike and grabs Saiko's hand.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And does like a drift and throws her.
And she does like a spin attack. Yeah. It's like a video
Tatsumaki
game.
Tatsumaki sword kill you 5,000.
Yeah, Saiko is like the most OP character.
She's definitely OP.
She's the coolest one and the hottest one and the bestest. And
she has like a wooden
my new boken. Wife. She's my new wife.
She has like a boken sword for like the first, you know, 8 episodes, and then she gets a sword and then just cutting bitches left and right.
She has 5,000 member favorites on my anime list. That's a lot.
Yeah, dude, and actually speaking of Saiko, it's her boobs that you're seeing in that meme or gif that is
oh,
doing
yeah.
the...
What's his name? The main character guy. He
Takashi.
Is using... He's using Rei to... what do you call it? To level out his gun, and he's, like, shooting zombies.
Well,
they're not practicing safe firing at all, because she's literally in his line of fire.
Well, it was strapped to her. So there
was
way,
the gun got
there was
stuck
no way
on her,
of
so
her,
he had to use
like,
her.
Getting away.
Well, he
so.
Conveniently had to do that. They melded the fan service with the guns and the plot.
Guns and boobs, yeah. But so anyway, if you go on Reddit, I'm just going to read this to you really quick because I think it's really hilarious. Somebody on Reddit a long time ago did the math.
I remember this.
This was 7 years ago, and
it had be moving like. It's like an impossibly fast movement.
Yeah. So he said, this is from Joe. I'm going to shout this Redditor out, okay? Joe Josh the Barbarian, 7 years ago. You can also find it in r/theydidthemath. Those breasts are slapping around so fast they'd fucking explode. Literally, I did the math. Let's say the bullet isn't particularly fancy and has the muzzle velocity of a typical .22 rifle. That's about 350 meters a second. In the clip, the breast flops a distance of, say, 10 centimeters in the same amount of time. It takes the bullet to travel maybe 5 centimeters. These are rough estimates, but you can pick whatever reasonable numbers you like. It doesn't matter. If the bullet is moving at 350 meters a second, then the time it takes the breast to flop the 10 centimeters is 0.05 every 350 seconds. Since the breast must flop 10 centimeters at that same period of time to avoid getting struck by the bullet, that means they experience an average of acceleration of A equals 0.2 over T squared, where T is 0.05 over 350. We already figured out. This comes to 9,800,000 meters a second squared, which is the equivalent of a G-force of 1 million Gs.
Oh, my God.
1 million Gs. Just to give you an idea of that.
That doesn't sound right, but all right.
Being in a survivable car crash is typically around 100 Gs. The highest recorded G-force ever survived by a human was 214 Gs.
Don't pilots pass out at like 4 Gs or something?
A million Gs would literally vaporize the titties, is what he said. And no, Nick, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know math or anything. But
fighter pilots can only handle 8 or 9 Gs.
Right. So
there's no way that a car crash... How many Gs in a car crash?
He said, to put it in perspective, being in a survivable car crash... A survivable... car crash is typically around 100 Gs.
That's not
the
right.
The highest recorded G-force ever survived by a human was 214 Gs.
Okay, so 30 G's is a car crash if you're wearing a seatbelt.
Okay.
Oh, that's if you're only going 30 miles per hour. So maybe, yeah, maybe if you're going like 100 miles an hour.
Somebody did reply and say, oh, never mind, that was just Joe Josh replying to somebody else who tried to argue it, but that comment got deleted. Anyway, so moving on from the exploding titties, though, I will just say that the show is just stupid fun. It's like, you know, don't go into it. They try and sprinkle it with, like, you know, commentary on, like, you know, the moral of killing zombies because they were once humans and, like, government military shit and whatever and how the government handles
it. They forget all that very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it's none of that. Don't watch it for any of that. It's in there for the drama and the story, you know, like, it's not important. I mean, it is.
And
you know,
the fan service. This is a fan service must
it
watch.
It is definitely. It
if
is
you
definitely
like fan service, you have to watch it.
Yeah, and let me just say this. Let me just say this. As somebody who is, like, a big fucking gaylord for pantsu shots, like, they did it right. Because, like, if you've ever seen the show Ika, it's, like, that chick who's, like, a FBI cop, super agent, spy person. The upskirts in that are so just. They just throw them in whatever. It's just like, oh, here's her butt. There you go. You're welcome. And this one,
let me see them cheeks.
It's the same, but it's done not as like in Ika, you almost get sick of them. You're just like, oh, okay. Like, there's no way that fucking skirt would be up like that. It's stupid. And like when like Ika shoots like a bad person or whatever, which most of them were like maids in that one OVA, they all fell at an angle where you could see. Like, you know, it's just dumb. It was just blatantly dumb. In this one, it's like, you know, it's also dumb, but it's like a little, it's done a little bit better. You know, it's not like all the time and whatever, but, yeah, I'm a fan of the fan service in this one. But yeah, it's just fucking kill zombies, look at boobs. And also, the fight scenes were badass. Like, they were animated really sweet. Like, seeing Takashi fucking whip a bat at a zombie's head was sick, you know, and watching Sayako fucking samurai the shit out of like 10 zombies at one time was dope, you know. So I thought it was kind of funny, like when they got to the teachers, Shizuka's teachers, the teacher Shizuka, her friend's house, her friend is like one of the military people on the front lines, you know. And so they're using her house as, like, a safe house, and they find all the guns, right? It's like, oh, that's so convenient. Her friend happens to be, like, you know, a military person and has all these guns, like, whatever. So now we can have guns in here to shoot zombies with shotguns and shit. Double tap, boom, boom, boomstick kind of shit, you know? But it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, it's a zombie story. You got to have guns, you know? So, I don't know. Thought it was great. Nick, you rewatched it, right? So you watched this like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'll say this before I let you go on, but like, I feel like in 2010, when survival shit was getting popular along with The Walking Dead and all that shit, this would have been fucking amazing for a first time watch.
Yeah, the manga sold really well when it first came out, or
sure.
When the show came out too. It was like in the sure. top 10 of the charts.
Sure. So on a rewatch though, how do you like
it? It was still pretty good. It was pretty good. It's about as good as I remember. But I mean, it's not like my favorite anime or anything. It's I don't want to give a score yet, but it's like, I mean, like we've been saying, it's fan service, it's action, it's a little bit of comedy. The story and the script are cheesy zombie schlock that you always get. So and then yeah, the ending is like, it doesn't really end. That's my
right.
main complaint. There's no like right. satisfying conclusion or catharsis. So that's
sure.
like the worst part of the show. It's not the fan service, it's the lack of the ending. Like it's not even that it has a bad ending, it just doesn't have an ending. So
yeah, doesn't have one. Yeah.
Which actually I don't know. I think I'd rather have that than have a bad ending. Probably.
Yeah,
because you could fill in the blank, I guess. You could do a fan fiction or something, but like, not by that much. I guess it's not. I'd rather have just an ending. Yeah, the last couple episodes where everyone was shooting all the missiles, I'm like, oh god, That was that was like way more depressing than I remember, because it's like humanity is just like literally dead at that point.
Well, even like the two guys with the keys who are about to launch the thing, they're just like, dude, may God forgive us. Like, fuck. Like, you know what I mean? They're just like,
I don't know why would you shoot nukes in the middle of a zombie pandemic? That doesn't make any sense. That makes no sense at all.
Like, what are you trying to do?
Just like kill every human? That's like the only that's like the only thing that it would accomplish. Because it's like, well, maybe we could fight them off. Maybe we could, you know, figure it out. Nope, we're just going to blow up all the infrastructure so we can't figure out anything.
Like, and that was another thing that I thought was stupid too. Like, when they launched the thing, the first one they launched was like an EMP one. So it literally fucked all the technology that people were trying to use to survive. And it was like, there was like a scene really quick where it was like a guy fell over and he was like, she's like, quick, my husband's pacemaker stopped working. And it was like, that made no sense. Like, what the fuck? Why would you do that? Why not, like, get in a helicopter and just scour for where safe havens are? And I wouldn't know how to handle a zombie apocalypse, I guess. So
yeah, but and like their logic, like they didn't do a very good job of being consistent, because it's like, oh, the zombies respond to noise, right? So then the characters are making all this noise all the time.
Yeah, like, they kept up for it. They kept up with it for a little bit, and then
they're just like, yeah, fuck it, we're gonna shoot guns.
It was like up to episode 8, they were like, they cared about it, and then later it was just like,
man, I think it was even before that. But anyway,
the part that Danny mentioned, which I also thought was really fucking goofy. Why did you grab her boob? Why did Takashi grab Saiko's boob to get her to fight zombies? I know it's like to get her to wake up or something. It's just, why did you have to fucking sexually assault her? Why did you know what I mean?
That's
like,
not
it's
assault.
Really
that's
weird.
Her kink. That's what she likes. I think that's, she also gets turned on by like killing stuff.
Yeah, like, well, not turned on, but like thrilled.
Yeah.
All right. You just want it to be messed up because you like things that are messed up for some reason. Like, you want to meme people's kinks all the time. No, I don't know. I thought there were scenes like that sprinkled throughout the show that were goofy. I was like, okay, that's, you didn't need to do that. That's dumb. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But I guess we can kind of go into like the stuff we didn't like. And since I'm already talking, because I talk all the time, I'm sorry. But like that, what I just mentioned, there was little things sprinkled throughout that I thought were like that. That was weird. I also thought it was weird. Like, of course. So, of course, with fan service, it has to be a fucking harem, right? So
kind
of.
Yeah. Yeah.
So all the girls fucking like Takashi. And all three of them. Even the teacher tried to fucking assault him at her friend's place, you know, when she was drunk.
No, it's not assault if it's the woman doing it to the man. Especially if she's got big titties like that.
I can't, dude. Someone's going to, you don't understand. Like, someone's going to take that out of context and clip it, and then that's it. We're done.
God. Anyway. It's not my fault. It's a double standard. That's just human nature.
Shut the fuck up.
Look, if she's that attractive, I'm sorry. That's not assault.
All right, no one listen to Nick. No one listen to Nick.
Hot take.
Terrible take.
He was single too. It's not like he's taken. What? She's trying to claim her territory.
Freaking.
Get out of here, Nick.
Yeah, dude. Seriously, like, just stop, please. We're gonna
it's a zombie apocalypse.
So
he's getting attacked by zombies. Anyway. You call that assault? That's nothing.
Okay. So also, what I thought kind of sucked, but obviously I get it, was like, Episode 4 was a recap episode?
No, it was like half recap. No, yeah, because they went to a gas station to like refill something. It was like, you can almost skip episode 4.
Yeah,
there's a couple shots that are really good in episode 4 where they're riding the bike across the bridge.
Yeah.
And like the plane takes a picture of them and she's like, she turns over.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a recap episode, but like half.
No,
of it
it's like
a
maybe
a
not
recap.
Even half. It's probably less than that, but it's kind of a filler episode.
And I read that because like the chapters that were adapting in that episode did not like they weren't long enough. So, like, they wanted to stretch it out to make it so it was 12 eps or whatever, is what I read.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And here's another thing that I thought was kind of lame. And on the first episode, they break a broom or a mop and give it to... They twist it so the metal part is twisted at the end of it. And they give it to Rey. And then she fights a zombie and reveals that she is in the martial arts spear club.
Oh, yeah.
And then you never see her be that badass again with the spear.
Yeah.
You do, like, three more times. The rest of the time it's just Saiko and Hirano being badass.
Yeah, she kind of gets pushed. She's like the damsel in distress a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Saiko and the guys are kind of the main fighters.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, they could have... It's like, if you really want to nitpick the show, it has a lot of problems, but...
Right.
It's still... It's somehow still... It's like Sword Art Online, pretty much. It's fun to watch, even though it's, like, very flawed.
Yeah. Yeah. That thing in particular that I mentioned was, like, that's a nitpicky thing.
But there's enough of them that add up, though. It's like... Then it's like, oh, man. This could have been so much better.
And then and Takashi just like he just be touching people. It's like, dude, stop. Like, okay, like, you know what I mean? Like, just like don't fucking.
What
touch
do you want to do? Not touch him? I'm just kidding.
I mean, like, you know, just calm down. Like, you know, we're like trying to live.
They could die anytime. They should be better than without every second they get.
There's a fucking pan Demi Lovato going on outside, and you're out here touching people, just all random and shit. Just calm down.
You think
down.
People wouldn't be doing that during a zombie apocalypse? Shit. There'd be a zombie baby boom at the end.
And obviously, like, they thought they were going to do more, right? Because, like, there's one scene really quick where Saiko is waiting outside of Takashi's room, and Rey walks out, and Rey goes, can you please talk to him, Miss Busujima? Yeah. And she goes, you don't have to call me Miss anymore, you know, because we're actually, and she goes, no, I don't want to think about it. And she just walks away. And you never know what that's about.
Yeah, you do. She's jealous. She's jelly.
No, that's not.
Because what's her name? She likes, you know what, they all like the guy. Who am I kidding?
No, that has nothing to do with what they said. No. She said, can you not call me Miss anymore because we're actually, and then Rey interrupts her and goes, no, I don't want to think about it.
What do you mean you don't know what that is? It's because they're jealous. She's jealous of her.
How does that line have to do with
because she doesn't want to be friends with her. She doesn't want to see her as like a good person or whatever.
No, it was something else. It was something.
No, it wasn't. That was it. She wants the guy.
Okay.
It's a harem. It's a harem anime.
No, I don't think it was that. But like, because it was really random, and that's the other kind of nitpick I had was the storyboarding was kind of like.
The fights were good. Were very well storyboarded.
Not crafted very well. Yeah, like obviously that, but like from going from one thing to the next or whatever.
Yeah.
But. Anyway, what about you guys? What about what about Danny? Since this is also your first watch, and I know like, zombies is not zombie apocalypse and Armageddon shit is not really Danny's thing. So she tried to just enjoy it for what it was. But what else did you not like about it too much?
I guess the fact that like, they constantly kept making noise and like, that. I feel like they always tried to, like, you know, be quiet, but it just failed and stuff, and they're all like, oh, well, too late now, you know? So, but...
That's true. Every time they were like, okay, let's be quiet, and then they always just fuck it up. Like
right yeah, later, yeah, yeah. And, like, another thing that kind of irked me, and James kind of pointed it out when we were watching it, is they constantly kept using the bullet, like the guns. It's all like, dude, preserve your ammo. And it's like, when you're in a crisis, like a zombie pandemic, you should really preserve quiet. Your ammo.
Yeah.
And
yeah, especially in Japan. I don't think there's that much ammo around.
and like use more melee attacks versus like distance attacks. Maybe
yeah, but that's not as fun to watch. This is all about spectacle.
I mean, you can still make
Danny's
melee.
Danny's talking about the practical side of it, though.
Yeah. Right.
She's talking
You can still make the melee attacks look fun. I mean, like fucking look at Seiko. Like anytime Seiko was on screen, like, her battles were awesome. Like, they were sick. So
I want her to hit me with that.
There is a capability of doing more melee battles versus the arsenal battles. So
just right in my tits.
Or like I don't know. I know it was just like for fun and everything like that, but even watching The Last of Us on YouTube and stuff, like, I'm never going to play that game ever. That shit is too scary for me. So I much rather watch someone play it. And in that game, you don't get enough ammo. There isn't any ammo around. So you definitely have to preserve your ammo and your guns. So in that game, you definitely rely.
Not if your best friend is the secret super duper special ops lady.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna
say.
Like, her whole house is armory.
How much ammo do you think she's going to have? Like
infinite.
You're gonna have to run out eventually.
Yeah, so, they never really ran out of supplies, and spoilers, none of the main cast dies. So
yeah.
Makes up the first episode his friend, but that's not really main cast. But
and that was another thing that like kind of irked me was, you know, I liked all the characters. They were definitely like fun to watch and everything, but there definitely wasn't like a big enough crisis where you lose one of the characters of the main cast and everything.
I almost don't want them to lose them though. I like it when it's more upbeat. I like the upbeat zombie stories.
It definitely was upbeat.
Except for the nukes.
That was kind of like
that was depressing. Weird.
Honestly, like I feel
they
like
just not
good,
had that at all.
To me, in comparison to like another zombie apocalypse show, I feel like School Live did it better.
That was cool. That's a cool show.
Yeah, I feel like that show definitely portrayed survival tactics way better than this. Plus, I also think, I can't remember if you lose a character from that cast. I can't remember. It's been so long.
I think
long
you do.
Since
I think
watched
I think
it.
They did, probably.
But that show, like especially that first episode for School Live was like a heavy hitter because you didn't even realize what was happening. There was like those little hints of, you know, broken glass, like broken windows and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, spoilers. whatever. It's fine though, because like it's fun to look for those even if you know it's coming.
Yeah.
It's still even if you know it's the thing, like it's not that big a spoiler because the whole show is that. It's just kind of like a twist in episode one.
Yeah.
It's like Promised Neverland.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. This was just... And also, like, I really wished Takashi stuck with him using a bat. I mean, it's great
that
he's... It was great that he started to learn how to use, like, the shotgun and everything like that. But, closer to the end of the show, he started to really rely on the gun. And it's all like, dude, you were way better at melee combat. So
it's kind of like in Walking Dead, like how Daryl's thing is the crossbow.
Oh yeah.
Carol's thing is a sniper and a knife or an axe or something.
I mean,
and
they can
Morgan's
all melee
thing is a spear. You know, yeah, it would have been cool if he like still stuck with like Sayako at least still stuck with a sword even though she went from
I mean she stuck with her
She got one of those badass katanas from the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then she eventually
sword.
Got a...
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she
like
eventually got a...
forged...
A katana,
blade
so.
that doesn't break from hitting bones.
It's double-edged. Yeah, and also, like... Again, going back to, like, my complaint about showing more Rey using a spear or something, that would have been cool. Like, why didn't they give her...
Yeah, they should have more weapon variety.
Yeah.
Like have you guys seen the show Another? Where you have like wacky ways for people dying. They should have had that with this.
I haven't watched that one.
That's the one in the bitch falls.
That's
in
like
umbrella,
that's like
right?
Final Destination shit. They should have that with like
I haven't
zombies.
Watched that one.
We're gonna run them over with a Zamboni. and then somebody could say, "Don't you mean a Zamboni?" There you go.
A Zamboni, dude. So Danny, let me ask you real quick. What would be like your weapon of choice in a zombie apocalypse?
Honestly, I'd probably be the first one dead.
Okay, assuming you have plot armor.
But
yeah, assuming you have plot armor, Danny.
Okay, yeah. But assuming if I knew what I was doing, personally, I would probably do like a crossbow or, you know, like a bow and arrow. Because one, like, you're able to make bows and arrows and stuff like that. Like trees, you know.
That's hard on your back and shoulders though. You could like fuck yourself up.
What are you talking about?
It takes a lot of strength to use bows. Oh, like maybe not a crossbow.
But if I had a crossbow available, then I totally do the crossbow.
Crossbows are fucking... But how would you recharge that? Or how would you, like... You have to just retrieve your arrows or something?
You'd have to retrieve the arrow every time.
Yeah.
But then they would eventually still break.
I'd have to retrieve the arrow. But I would also, you know, again, like... I would have a second weapon on hand, and it would probably be a bat. A stainless steel bat. Or a fucking lead pipe.
Yeah, you gotta have Lucille. Put some barbed wires around it.
Yeah. Metal bat would be cool though, because every time you clocked a zombie, you hear the ping,
ding,
ping,
yeah,
ping.
Yeah.
That's how you knew. That's how you know Danny was clocking people. Just ping from the back, you know.
Definitely would not. I mean, I'm not a fan of guns, so I definitely would not. I no.
I mean, you'd have to though, if you had to.
Nah.
I
would. Nah, I'm good.
I would probably have like. If I had to like choose a first arm, it would be probably a spear. You know?
A range and a melee.
Okay. Melee would be a spear. Poke brains from a distance because I'm scared.
Yes.
Yeah, I would love, as much as I'm like all like, oh, I'm Sam, I cut people, I love knives or whatever, you're not going to fucking use a knife in a zombie apocalypse, okay? You're just not going to do that. So like, I would have a spear or, no, you know what? I would have a machete. I would have a machete and I would just
cut.
Yeah,
that's easy
cut. That's legit, yeah.
You can just go vertically right down the center, you know, just get down to the neck or just cut it off. Either way. My range, I would just have a Glock 17 because Glock 17s are like one of the most reliable handguns.
Yeah, you get the gun with like the easiest ammo. That's what you always do. I don't know what that is. I'm not a gun person, but like whatever gun has like the most commonly found ammo, that's what you would want.
Yeah. Well, so like, I think in most handguns, it's either like 8 or 9 millimeter or 45 ACP. But like, I don't remember what the Glock has.
Yeah, we're not
Glock
experts.
I don't know shit. But like, I know the Glock can hold a decent amount. And also, like, I've seen people do tests on it on YouTube. They literally throw that shit in the water. They freeze them in ice blocks. They throw them in fucking bonfires. And they still work. So like, yeah, I would probably carry that.
I'm just like trying to think, like a sniper rifle doesn't make any sense
because
they're that far away.
Why fuck with them?
Yeah, why do you need to fucking shoot them?
Yeah.
Except for there was a part in the anime where the girl Rika, who's the big boob lady's friend, they were sniping the last zombies off their island.
They were trying to clear the airport.
I mean, that makes some sense. Yeah. And yeah, then you don't have to get up close to them. So
that's
I guess it does make sense.
James,
to have, like,
and then when
sniper.
You're covering for people. Too,
yeah, okay,
you know?
Okay.
James also said, like, the best area to be at during, like, a zombie apocalypse is the airport. Because it's an all-open area, and there are, like,
shit
first aid
food.
Kits and,
it's
like,
basically
a
mall
and everything. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's like basically a mall
like
a with
Walmart.
A way to escape.
Maybe not.
Yeah, but a Walmart ain't got no
Yeah, but you got food there, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, shit.
Yeah, but how many
food.
People... How many people are gonna
Costco,
go
baby.
Straight there? Like,
probably
I bet you a shit ton of people are gonna go right there.
Everybody
first
would
thing.
Go right for the
That's
the
why
Walmart.
You always
gotta
be prepared. Yeah, the problem with islands though is like supplying yourself is gonna be a pain in the ass.
So Nick, what would your melee weapon be then?
Okay, melee weapon. I would have a spear with a machete attached to it. Just kidding. Dude, you guys had good ones. Like, okay, a spear is good. The only problem is, like, can zombies grab... I mean, they can grab them, but how... Let's assume that they're relatively slow zombies and they're not, like, crazy overpowered zombies. Because you're fucked if that's the case. Like, nobody's
living through
that.
The zombies in this anime were not, like, fast. They were, like,
regular
slow.
Yeah, they were the
slow
ones.
Yeah, like, Night of the Living Dead zombies. If it's, like, 28 days later where they're sprinting at you, it's like, you're fucked. You're dead.
They had slightly heightened physical ability, but
yeah,
they were
strength.
Also
they had
blind.
Strength.
Yeah.
So strong but slow. Okay. So yeah. The problem is, like, with a spear, what if they grabbed it? Or what if they, like, knocked it? You know, that'd be interesting.
You just let them have it. I wouldn't.
Then,
I wouldn't.
You're fucked.
I wouldn't try to do tug of war with that.
You'd have to do
that.
Well. What they did, and didn't they do this in, like, Night of the Living Dead, where they had, like, a wall and they just poked them with spears?
Oh yeah. Well, like, you stand on top of the wall.
Yeah.
And
you just poke them with a spear. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So if you can do that, that's what I would do. But, like, if you don't have that bullshit, then, like, dude, I'd take anything I'd get my hands on. Shit.
If this were Diablo 1 or Diablo 2, you just do the door trick, you know, let one enemy in at a time and just chop, and the next one in, chop,
yeah,
next
then
one
you
in,
clean
chop.
That shit. That's, oh, you gotta clean it.
That's a lot of blood. That's a lot of goop.
The main weapon is not being anywhere near them.
Yeah.
That's true.
If you're fighting, you're already kind of fucked. So,
yeah,
like,
yeah. I always tell people, like, if you're ever talking about self-defense, the best advice for self-defense is, you turn around and run the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't even know what the other person, how crazy the other person is or whatever. The only time you fight back is if your back is to the wall and you can't.
It's like the most secure building in the world is the one you've never heard of.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Fort Knox is all secure. It's like, well, they probably have other shit somewhere that you've never heard of it.
Right. And then even if your back's to the wall, just go right for the fucking nuts. Or if there's somebody who has a vagina,
pocket
go
sand.
Right, go right for the vagina. Yeah, or if you have something that'll blind them, like mace or sand or whatever the fuck, then you fucking run.
We're talking about zombies, though. Okay?
But we're talking about zombies. And
that
I
was
think
not very practical advice for zombies.
If it's World War Z zombies, which in High School
of the Dead,
you're
dead. Yeah.
Yeah, if it's World War Z zombies, you're fucked. Yeah. But, like, High School of the Dead zombies are your typical zombies.
What if there's like a heavy blunt object that could knock heads off easy? But then you'd have to swing that around.
I would say, well, a bat with barbed wire or Danny's lead pipe, because lead pipes
oh,
are lighter.
Yeah, lead pipe, yeah, that'd be
lead
good.
Pipes are lighter than a fucking
the
full
problem
on
is
metal
like,
bat.
Okay,
and they're still hard as fuck.
How weak is the zombie head? And, like, if you can't, let's say you can't chop it off, like, how bad is a pipe going to fuck them up? Like, you'd have to, like, bash their whole head
I mean, I'm
in.
Saying their flesh is already kind of rotten it off. Their skin is already kind of
so
rotten
So let's say their head
off.
Is a little bit easier to break than a regular person.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I would say, like, Danny, like, if she got a lead pipe, right, she'd just, like, you'd just, like, tie a dagger or something at the end of it. Because you just got to poke
the
brain once
so
it hemorrhages.
Yeah, just stab him in the eye, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay, oh, like, what
we're
about
not
an
trying
axe?
To palm
There's
strike
axe,
zombies.
An axe
okay.
could work.
Okay, an axe.
Sledgehammer, like, that's a little heavy and unwieldy.
But if you're weak, like I can't lift too good
There's
right
a
now,
hatchet,
right? So
cleaving
I would rather use like a medium-sized hatchet.
Cleaving
not
saw.
A full-on like firefighter's axe, because that'd be too heavy.
Yeah, that'd be unwieldy.
Yeah.
I would just wheel around a wood chipper.
Just get some TNT.
Yeah,
just get some dynamite.
You can play AC/DC as you're doing it.
TNT dynamite. Doing a lot of singing and karaoke this episode. But yeah, no, dude, like, I think Danny's got the right idea. Fucking lead pipe, TNT, or Nick.
Chainsaw,
Nick.
The worst weapon.
No,
you would not want to use a chainsaw. That would backfire on
no
you.
No chainsaw.
No, it'd be super loud.
No, you would die. They would pile onto you, and the chainsaw would kill you.
Not only that.
Chainsaws
are super loud, and also like if you constantly
death.
Are using it on flesh, like all that flesh will get into the chain.
Yeah, unless you're Chainsaw Man. Spoilers.
Here's what I would do. I think Nick had the right idea earlier about a Zamboni. You get a Zamboni, but instead of a Zamboni, you get one of those tractors that they use on really huge farms that, like, shred and crop the corn. You just drive that around.
But that's fucking loud, too.
You need to constantly fill it with gas. I don't know. Anyway, we
get a Tesla,
last, like,
bro.
20 minutes.
Tesla tractor, easy.
For the last like 10 minutes, we've talked about how to survive.
Fuck it, that's what people want to hear. Shit.
Take no advice from us on how to.
Yeah, the best thing you need. No, for real though, like food. You're gonna want food. Food and clean water, potable water.
You would like. I would fucking get one of those Brita filter water bottles or something.
Yeah, the shotgun. If you want a gun, the shotgun's probably the best one, because you don't have to aim that much.
Are you kidding? You have to aim.
Not really. It's a shotgun.
You have to aim.
Yeah, but
at a certain...
recoil.
Eh. Yeah, the.
Have you ever seen that Gus Johnson recoil video where he's got all that shotgun ammo?
That's what I'm talking about. So what I'm trying to say is like this show showed us how powerful a fucking shotgun's recoil is.
Yeah, Nick.
Not if your titties are big enough.
That's true.
Oh my god.
I think Danny's boobs are big enough. Mine definitely are not. Mine wouldn't even be able
my
to do
my buck is
dodge.
Big enough.
Mine are so droopy, they would just not dodge at all. They would just be like, hey, we're going to get hit by a bullet and get fucked. And then I would need to have Danny Venmo me some titty.
Venmo you a titty.
I think my boobs can dodge a bullet pretty good.
Yeah, dude. Don't listen to us. We don't know shit. We ain't know shit about fuck. Like, I talk a lot of game, right? Like, I cut people, which I do. Okay? Like, I do that. But, like, surviving something like that ain't gonna happen. I probably like stay in my house and just see what happens. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, if you're already fighting in melee, like, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah, like, you don't
want
to.
I think you would want a weapon that just quickly kills them, like with a blade or something to chop them. I don't know. But then,
like,
you're gonna get caught. Like, if you're fighting multiple at a time, you're kind of fucked.
I'm saying like Busujima was like roadhousing people. She was like, she was drop kicking.
Yeah.
She was drop kicking them and doing like Aikido on some of them. Okay, like, don't fucking do that. She would look at the camera and be like, Roadhouse. Roadhouse. Do you think Patrick Swayze could roadhouse his way out of a zombie apocalypse?
Probably not.
He could dance his way out.
Oh, okay. No, Nick's right. You're right.
What was that song again at the end of Dirty Dancing?
Time of My Life.
And it's going to play as he's doing it. He's going to lift up a zombie.
Yeah, and they're all just going to be like, aw, okay, never mind.
No. He'll lift up Psycho, and she'll be like fucking. He'll be just like running and like spinning, and she'll be just like holding out her blade, just cutting
them. Yeah, and then they're just cutting off the heads of all of them.
Oh man.
Anyway, so we've veered far off away from this anime. Let's.
I'm gonna go with the sledgehammer.
Thank you, Nick. Dude, final thoughts before we score. Anyone?
Scores? Final scores? Is that what we're doing?
Final thoughts and then score. But if you don't have any final thoughts, you can just say.
I don't really have anything. It's good. If you like,
question
like we
mark
all said,
out of 10.
Like we all said, I mean,
because Danny, to begin with, you're not really into like zombie apocalypse stuff.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'd probably watch this again, but not right away. You know, like I'm glad I got to watch it finally. And see, you know, what the hubbub is all about. Like, I did enjoy it, but it's like, again, this type of genre is really not for me. I mean, you know, so.
What's your score?
My score is, what did I do this one? I did 54 out of 100.
54 what?
Matrix boobs.
Damn it.
You stole mine. All right, that's okay. I'll go next.
Yeah, no, Nick, you go. You go.
On Mal, I gave it a 6. I could see giving it a 7, but the ending, it didn't have a full ending, and there was a couple of nitpicks that all just kind of added up. So, but it was still very fun, and I would watch it again. I wouldn't mind watching this once every couple of years or so. Yeah.
Sure.
I gave it a strong 6.
Sure.
6 soiled lolly panties out of 10.
Yeah, for reference.
We didn't mention this, but there's a part where they meet a little girl named Alice.
When they're rescuing her.
And
yeah.
She wets herself onto Takashi's back.
Because oh, yeah, there's pee in this, pee. So it's a 10 out of 10 for
It's a 10 out of 10
manga club, yeah.
Also,
can't believe
also,
we didn't mention that earlier.
Also, I forgot to mention this last week, but Elfin Lied also had pee, so that is another 10 out of 10 for manga club.
Oh, that's true, yeah, pee.
I've had two lollies. I gave it battered lollies last time.
This is probably going to get clipped out of context when I say this, but if it don't got pee, it's not for me.
That's true. Because it's sterile, and I like the taste.
It's sterile, and I like the taste.
We got to make a sticker or something out of that.
If it doesn't got pee, it's not for me. I haven't been attending Mon Club. I just know that joke from what they tell me. But
slacker.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm with Nick. I'd probably watch it again, like just in the background, just chilling or something. And obviously, so just like if you don't want to hear this, just turn it off. But like the way it ends is,
we've already spoiled so much. It really doesn't end. That's the thing. There's like nothing to spoil.
Yeah. So the way the show stops, I should say then. Is they're at the Sundere's house, Takagi's house.
Yeah,
and then
the mansion.
They're recovering and shit and whatever. And then the zombies break in the gate, and then they make a plan to go to the mansion next door. But they still have to look for the other characters' family members. So their group separates from them. And Takagi's parents are like, you know, good luck. Take care of my daughter. You got this, right? So then they...
Those parents were badass.
They were cool. They were Mr. and Mrs. Smithing.
Hell yeah.
Everyone. It was sick. Fucking General Face Johnson.
General Face Johnson.
His comment, like, after Saya left, he was all like, all right, now I don't have to hold back anymore. And it's all like, dude. And he, like, conked 3 zombies at once. I was just like, okay.
And you hear that awesome anime piercing sound, that or that,
yeah,
whoosh,
yeah,
you know, whatever. The iska is what they call it.
Grr,
and then
grr.
Fucking, and then yeah, and then fucking her mom, grr, 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 just fucking. She has like a oomp and some other guns, and she's just like, brr, 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 brr. And she's like, oh, you're doing so well, dear. And he's like, I know, you're a great woman. I love you. And they're just killing everyone. So then they escape. And the car was anti-EMP, so it can still drive. But there was something wrong with it. So they could only drive it as far as they could. And they end up at a mall. Which we all know the mall is iconic for being in any zombie apocalypse story. Okay. The Monroeville Mall in Jersey is especially important because of Evil Dead 2, I think, or Evil Dead 3. I don't remember. Or Land of the Dead. I don't remember which one. But, you know, so iconic
Evil
to
Dead
the point
was in
where.
The cabin.
Huh?
Evil Dead is the cabin, not a mall.
That's the first one. I'm talking about, like, the bad sequel that came after it where Ash.
Yeah, it was at this. That was at. The cabin too.
Evil Dead 2? Was that the cabin also?
Yeah.
Or maybe it was Evil Dead. Okay, I remember.
It was,
I don't remember.
Evil
it was
Dead
one of the George A. Romero ones.
Yeah.
Maybe it was 3,
probably,
yeah.
The third one.
But, you know, so much to the point where fucking there's the Monroeville Zombies, the hockey team, they're called the Monroeville Zombies. But yeah, the mall scene is iconic, and it kind of is a shame that we didn't get to see that part, because that's where it just fucking stops, right? So I gave it a 6 out of 10 also, because... it was awesome, and while it's just dumb, fun, zombie, boob, titty action, and pantsu action, and I love pantsu shots. It's not done. So, and plus the other complaints I had. So I'm with Nick and Danny pretty much in that kind of a little bit higher. But it was animated so well, and it was just super fun.
Yeah,
to watch,
the animation's really, really good. This looks better than most anime.
I mean,
especially the action scenes. I guess there's a few scenes here and there that are a little janky and they take a couple of shortcuts, but not really. Most of the time it's great.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Personally, I would probably watch this again just for the animation because it generally is entertaining, especially like all those action scenes and you know, the cinematography choices that were made for those scenes and everything. So,
yeah. Mieko Hosoi is one of the key animators along with Misao Abe and Shingo Fuji. And they've done a lot of stuff. Kyoko Kotani is the animation director. And they've done like all the Dot Hack stuff. They did the Dot Hack OVA, Dot Hack Sign, Excel World, Akame ga Kill, Bakuman, Blade of the Immortal, Blood Plus, Blood C. So, yeah, 6 pantsu shots out of 10.
I had pantsus in mine, though.
Oh, sorry. Okay,
I had 6. Soiled lolly pantsu.
Okay, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Get some boobs in there. Terrible. Oh, Danny did boobs. You did pantsu.
Danny
did
boobs. Okay, 6.
Oh, military.
6 zombies.
6. I don't know.
6 military guns.
Military otakus.
Oh, 6 katana swings.
Or that.
Know. 6 times.
Ooh, 6 naked
psycho
aprons.
Okay, 6 out of 10. Because there was at least 6 times when I was watching it, and I was like, nice.
That's a great scoring system.
Oh, man. But yeah, anyways, do I recommend? Do we recommend? Yeah, I do. Give it a watch. I think, like Elfin Lied, I'm going to read the manga, see what happens. Obviously, I'm not going to expect an ending. But, you know, I'd like to see how maybe it could have ended or whatever. I'm not sure how long it was supposed to go.
I don't know if I would want to read it because knowing that, like, it's not finished.
Done.
I don't want high expectations and then end up enjoying it and then knowing that it's all like.
Oh. That's why you got to read the fan fiction after that.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. It was weird because like the way we got it in English was like these big omnibus volumes. So like, one book was volume 1 through 4, and the second book was volume 5 through 7. But
yeah, that's it.
Yeah. There is only 29 chapters, so.
Well, there's 33, yeah, according to Mal.
Oh, that's probably right. You're right, because what I'm reading is not covering by chapters, covering by volume. So, yeah. So, 7 volumes. There's 29 chapters and 7 volumes plus more.
Nick, did you watch the OVA?
Oh, yeah. Did
oh, yeah.
Watch
I watched
that?
Drifters of the
I
Dead.
Didn't. I didn't watch it. Was
Drifters of the Dead.
It was a titty beach episode. They got high on leaves that they burned. And it was actually pretty funny.
Okay, so maybe we should watch that because it was a beach
episode. It's only 17 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not even including the including the OP and ED, it's 17 minutes. So it's like 15 minutes. So yeah, I thought it was really funny. There's some hijinks that go on. I mean, it's fluff. Zombies? You'll have to watch.
Are there
find
any
out.
Zombies in
you'll
it?
Have to find out.
I'm not gonna watch it, so you might as well say it.
Okay, yeah. So the guy Takashi, so they all get high and they start making out with each other, but like they're hallucinating and thinking that they're making out with somebody different. So they all wake up and like Rei and Seiko are making out with each other, and Saya and Shizuka are making out with each other, and then Takashi thinks he's making out with Seiko, but it's actually a bunch of zombies that are attacking him. And he's like, oh no, ladies, one at a time, please. And he's like barely holding them back with like his hands and his feet, like pushing them back. And then like the girls see them and like they're all disgusted. Oh, and Kota's there too, and he's just doing like he's acting like a hippie. He's like revolution. He's like thrusting into a broomstick or whatever. And then like one of the zombies like headbutts him in the nuts.
Ooh.
And it just ends. It just ends like that. Like you assume they kill them, but the zombies.
So it's basically just an excuse to have like Yuri.
Oh, they showed a lot of fan service. Yeah, it was pretty hot, yeah. Dude. Seiko was like, she's looking good, dude. They all had bathing suits and like just barely like string bikinis. Noise.
All right. Okay.
That's pretty much what every OVA is, right? It's just a beach episode.
Yeah, it's a beach episode or just something with boobs or something, you know. We recommend. Go ahead, just give it a watch. You know, it didn't take me long to finish it at all. You know, it's only 12 eps. Might as well see what all the hubbub is about. I think it's worth that, at least. So, High School of the Dead. That being said, that rhymed on time. Bitch. Okay. Tried to keep going with the rhyming. It didn't work. That being said.
Oh, no, wait. I got the outro.
Okay, fine.
Let's go to the Winchester, have a nice cold pint, and wait for all this to blow over.
There
we go. Shaun of the Dead. Okay. Oh, by the way, he had a cameo in this show.
He did.
He was one of the clerks that they drove past.
Oh, was he? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
That was him.
I didn't even realize that.
His name tag even says Sean. Yeah.
Wow. You've
got red on you.
Yeah. Pretty funny. All right. Anyway. I've been Sam. That's Nick. That's Danny.